Tato Tato o Te Wairua has launched Tato Tato Housing as a dedicated entity to deliver long-term homes for whānau in Wairua, while creating local jobs, building on post-Cyclone Gabrielle recovery success. With us today is Aidan Clark, who's the Chief Executive of Tato Tato Construction, and he's in for a kōrero about housing. Hey, kia ora, Aidan. It's me, Dale, this end. Thank you for joining us on Wātea.
Kōrero, Dale. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Look, we know, because we've spoken about issues in Te Wairua for a long time, of the problems, the flooding, the silt, the challenge that the community has bravely confronted collectively. So we know there's a strength and resilience in your community that is, well, it's inspiring, to be honest, Aidan. But now a housing initiative, which too marries into this sort of resilience that's been a hallmark of what's been going on in Wairua over the last few years. Why is the housing initiative so important for the future of the whānau who call Wairua home? And maybe you'd be kind enough to describe to us, please, Aidan, what's planned?
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Really, I guess this is just about consolidation for us. We've been busy right through our trust charity and our commercial entity, providing a wide range of housing, I guess, for our whānau and all of Wairua. Especially post those large weather events like Cyclone Gabrielle, our trust and charity did a huge amount of work on the ground, having to make housing decisions for the best interest of our whānau in the heat of the moment, really. We've been doing that for a couple of years now, still on the recovery, critical repairs, fixing people's homes and starting to build new fresh homes in our affordable rental portfolio. So we're just looking to make sure we consolidate that, utilise all the skills and experience that we've built up over the last couple of years, make sure we're implementing our long-term housing strategy and putting all of our skills in front so that our whānau can effectively just have better housing outcomes for decades to come.
Yeah, so have you a plan? Are they subdivisions or terraced homes? What sort of shape and scale are we looking at here, Aidan?
Yeah, good scale. We're actually finishing the last 11 homes at the moment of a 54-house brand-new development. An old orange grove that we had in Wairua when I was growing up, that we purchased the whenua, and we've been doing that the last couple of years post-Cyclone Gabrielle and nearly complete. And now we're moving on to the next. So, look, we have plans to provide different types of housing right across the continuum. Our involvement will be in social housing, rentals, market homes, and making sure that we're eventually providing shared equity opportunities for whānau who want to bridge that gap and effectively own their own home over time. So this here is probably us just really moving into the next stages of housing. Like I said, we had critical repairs. We had 80-plus cabins sent out across the region for whānau who needed them immediately, ones that had silt up to, you know, near chest height, and were in really stressful situations. So we've been doing our best over that period, and now it's really about consolidating and moving forward.
These new homes, are they still vulnerable? We know that, like the river, when it breaches the banks, sometimes these things are unstoppable, but what are the mitigating factors to ensure that the new developments don't get swamped at some stage as well, Aidan?
Exactly. Well, the Crown and Wairua District Council have a spillway project underway, sort of $70 million project, that we've had a key role in terms of helping design and making sure that this is one of the mitigating factors. For us, there's lots of other measures. There's been well documented in media too, around our locals knowing when our sort of river mouth needs to be opened, the monitoring, the dredging that could also help with that. So there's a number of factors that can look to try and offset some of those future flooding effects that are going to keep coming if we're realistic about it. Our houses, they're in areas that we're like this development at Tarawa. It's in an area of Wairua which is probably more protected from flooding, has good infrastructure, and we're looking to try and build more homes in and around that area.
Tēnā koe. Aidan Clark's with us today, Chief Executive, Tato Tato Construction. So you've got 11 of 54 homes in Te Rauwa?
Te Rauwa, yeah. It's the name of the old sort of forest that was in there. They're a mix of one right through to four bedroom homes. We have some concentrated areas for our kaumātua who are loving their beautiful new one-bedroom homes. We have some small families moving into two bedrooms. And then it's been fantastic to see the faces of families who, for the first time, and often come from homes that have haven't been well looked after, maybe not insulated that well, and they're having the opportunity to raise their families in these beautiful new homes. So really rewarding for us. And like I said, we're really only just starting in, and we've got some big plans.
Tēnā koe. Interested was there much cultural thinking into the design? Because a lot of property developers, they're driven by a buck, but we're trying to create, an environment, a proud living environment. Will all the tenants, if you will, some are eligible to buy these homes, are they whānau Māori through tātou tātou? And tell us, if you're able, a little about the cultural considerations into the design concepts of the subdivision, please.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, first and foremost, at Te Rauwa, it's designed exactly where we have Tokotoko Tarangi in the middle, where we have our kaumātua who are in their one-bedroom homes, surrounded by the two beds with the smaller families, and on the perimeter of the whole subdivision is our whānau in the three and fours. So what we're creating there is a real connection and community feeling, and you can see the safety for the kids to be in the neighbourhood. They're enjoying their environments, and we're also making sure we focus on living spaces that everybody wants to be in. Affordable homes is obviously a common term used throughout housing and across the Ngāi Iwi space, but we believe we can still provide great spaces and good design aspects for our whānau that we've focused on that. For instance, our last seven homes, we've gone for some LVL beams to keep big high ceilings for our whānau to live in, which creates a feeling of extra space, and so they can enjoy both the inside and the outside of their homes. So we're conscious of that. We think we can provide good design. We can have our cultural aspects come through lots of different areas and deliver them affordably.
Tēnā koe, 54 whare. So it's sizable. How many of them would be rental, some obviously available for purchase? You've spoken of a shared equity model that also will be incorporated here. And then there's social housing as well. Can you give us the breakdown of what's planned across those 54 whare?
Yeah, so all those 54 are actually rentals that we'll hold for our whānau. Where we start to move later on is starting to find other opportunities to provide those shared equity and then the market homes that people can buy. So we're very much starting, and in the social space, we're in constant conversations with Kaiangora about how we can assist there. In Wairoa, there's so many fantastic Māori health operators who are providing service for our whānau that we connect into as well, because it's not really just about the home. It's making sure we have the supporting services that are all available for them. So I guess an all-encompassing housing model is what we're working towards, and we're still young in that, but we're starting to bring together good skilled people. We're providing jobs for rangatahi through these developments, which is important to us. And we also have a really heavy lens towards our social procurement. So Māori-owned businesses and other tradies are getting opportunities to build these homes.
Well, I'm just really, really pleased. There's a lot of forward thinking here in Wairoa as a result of the challenges of Gabrielle and those weather bombs that followed as well, Aidan. Mm. So, big ups to you guys. This costs dosh. Who's putting up the dough?
Yeah, well, we come to the party ourselves. This is what our responsibility is for our whānau. We work alongside our current entities who are our treaty partners as well. And I think, this consolidation just is around leadership. Pieri Munro, our chair, is being really adamant that we need to consolidate and pull our skills together. Like I said, the work of our trust and charity in those really testing times in the initial days post-cyclone has shown housing results for all of our whānau where they can just get back on their feet again. And then now we're just looking to make sure we can have aspirations for all in housing met over the next few decades.
Fantastic. So all the civils for this development have been done, curbing, channelling, all the piping, etc. And now 11 whare are up and running. And how long is this project going to take, do you think, Aidan?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it was all done. It's a fantastic subdivision. Like, you're right, you know it well. The curb and chilling, the roading is beautiful. We've actually completed 43 homes, so we've 43 whānau have moved in.
Wow.
And we're just into the last 11 of this subdivision. And once we complete here, probably towards the end of July, we'll be moving on to the next, which we have another 12 planned on a different site within Wairau. So it's a busy program, but we've got a good team to deliver it.
Fantastic. And tell me, mate, has it created work opportunities for our whānau Māori in Te Wairau, some of the tradies and the apprentices? And, you know, have you deliberately sort of tried to encourage our people to get involved with this?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've run a couple of courses for rangatahi with the partnerships at MSD as well. That started with giving work experience opportunities. In these last 11, we managed to, utilise our leverage to make sure we had some jobs over several months of the contract, which has been fantastic, and we can hopefully staircase them into apprenticeships. And look, I've seen some of our Māori-owned businesses, even mates that I went to school with at Wairau College who are owners of companies like Kahu Scaffolding who are supporting us on site. We have the local council-owned QRS who did a lot of our civils work, and many other businesses owned locally who have been part of the journey with us.
Wonderful talking with you, mate. Any overview of what this whole initiative may cost? Can I pitch it at 30 mil?
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's about that, to be honest now. And, you know, it's not a cheap game to provide housing in these economic environments. Also, you know, we are a little bit remote out of Wairau, so bringing materials and tradies into us and is a little bit more expensive than building in some of the cities, but look, we get it done, eh? You just got to find a way.
Good on you, Aidan. Lovely kōrero, man, and all the best. So pleased that you're helping our rangatahi to find their feet in the construction caper. We're good at building as a people. So it's all coming together, you know, just as planned. Where do you get your oranges now?
Can't jump the fence and grab them on the way home from school anymore. There's a few local operators that provide those. But I think everyone who drives past now is pretty happy to see beautiful homes on that site.
Good on you. Lovely talking with you, Aidan. Thanks so much for bringing us up to speed with what's happening in the hood. Mauri ora ka koe, Chief. Thank you. Aidan Clark, knowledgeable, enthusiastic, just what you need. Executive, Tātou Construction.